Well, I have to say, I mean, when you look at the pitch now, I know I don't want to make excuses, but, you know, I've seen better pitches in a park, and surely they've got to try and do something, because people have paid a lot of money to come and watch a game today, which is just littered with errors. You know, and not just that, it's the fourth game in something like 8 or 9 days, and tired legs and tired bodies and an awful pitch. So that's when you need a bit of resilience, and you know, the fluent football was impossible on it for both teams. I have to say that, yeah. Because Blackpool have got some good players too, you know, when you see that, and it's a cow patch, yeah. And it made for an awful afternoon, and for all the supporters who've come, thank you very much indeed. But they'll be delighted with the team's resilience, but we've never seen any of the fluent football which has made it the team what we are.
That said, is it a good point?
Yes, very good point, a very good point. We've got a take it away from home, another clean sheet. You know, defensively sometimes you have to work on your shape, and we've done that, and as I said, that was a poor game for everybody concerned. We'll need a stiff whiskey tonight after watching that, I have to say.
The two substitutions then, with Aluko and Corrin, well, coming Aluko, off at half time, was that prompted by the pitch?
Yeah, prompted by the pitch. Aluko was sore in his calf, and same with Robbie Corrin as well. And I just thought, you know, we need a bit of fresh legs and a bit of life up the front. And to be fair, we've had the outstanding chance. Mm-hmm. We should come away with a 1-0 win, because Corey's chances, we should be taking that chance. But
Jay Simpson had a good chance as well on the header, didn't
and
he?
And Jay Simpson on the header, that's two of them he's had in the last couple of games. But overall, I think a 0-0 was summed up the afternoon.
Did you have a good shout for a penalty with Milo went
well,
down?
Well, I've seen it on the telly. In another day, it can be given. Right. I think, if I'm being honest, though, I think I would be a bit disappointed if the referee had given it against us, if I'm being honest. But there you get it. Another day, you could get it.
You told us before the game, David Miley, you'd agree a fee with Sunderland. What now on that?
Well, we now sit down with these representatives over the next couple of days and see if we can thrash out a deal, and hopefully we can. David's keen for it to make it happen. And we're delighted. We're delighted that... you know, that we've done what we've done. We'll just try and do the basics of it now, and hopefully we'll be okay.
Can you tell us the fee?
I don't know just yet, to be honest. I don't know the figures of it. Managers don't know these days. Right. We've got chief execs, and it's a lot of money, though, I think.
Yeah, good. Okay. Good. Was that the first of many? You talked to me on Saturday. You said you'd talk to Sir Alex about trying to get Robbie Brady in on a permanent basis.
Yeah, well, we're trying to do something with Robbie. We're not quite sure whether it's going to be on a permanent basis or until the end of the season anyway. Sir Alex has said to speak to David Gill when he gets back from holiday in the next couple of days, and we'll see what progresses on that one.
OK. What about David Stockdale, you were keen to bring back?
Well, I mean, he's in Fulham's team at the minute, and I have to say Eldon has done very, very well. Jakupovic has done very, very well. At a difficult time, he's done fantastically well.
OK. A couple of decent saves at the end, actually.
Yeah, a couple of decent saves from Ince in particular. I thought it was a good save, and he did very, very well.
OK. Anybody else, striker-wise, how close are you? Have you anything new, John?
No, we're not close, but then again, it's just opened. It opens today, so there's 30 days of chaos. But as I've said repeatedly, I'm very, very happy with the squad. It was important that we kept a hold of the squad and the players that we've got here. We're doing our utmost to try and do that. We've got ourselves in a good situation, although Cardiff have now streaked away from everybody, but we're thereabouts with 20 games to go. Good position to be in.
Couple that may be going out. What about Aaron McLean? He's not been involved in the squad the last couple of times.
Well, we'll see.
Brighton are interested.
Yeah, I've seen that, Brighton. I've never spoke to anybody from Brighton. There's an interest from Millwall as well. It's something that we look at. I mean, footballers want to play football, and if they don't and they're not involved in the squad, then you know they'll probably want to go out and play somewhere. So we'll see what happens over the next few days, but that could be a possibility.